Hi, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Trudy Weekman in response to Romans 10:17, "So faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." Our reading for today is from John chapter 12. Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd that stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "The voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Merciful God, your Son Jesus Christ was lifted high upon the cross that he might bear the sins of the world and draw all people to himself. Grant that we who glory in his death for our redemption may faithfully heed his call to bear the cross and follow him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A blessed feast of the Holy Cross to you, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. This feast, Holy Cross Day, is perhaps one of the more controversial feast days among us Lutherans. Holy Cross Day is named after the discovery of the cross Jesus was crucified upon by Helena, the mother of Emperor Constantine, in the 4th century. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre was then constructed on the site where it was discovered, and the cross was exposed for the public to see on September 14th, the year 335. The controversial part of this is that as time progressed, the relic trade became very popular, and pieces of the true cross were discovered all over the world and superstitiously venerated by the faithful. Instead of focusing upon Jesus, who was crucified upon the cross, the focus became the pieces of wood upon which he was crucified. What's more, nearly all, or perhaps all of these relics were fakes, since there were more pieces of the cross than it would have taken to rebuild it. Our hope is in Christ crucified, not in the wood upon which he was crucified. Nevertheless, in spite of those problems with Holy Cross Day, Lutherans continued to celebrate this feast, not to venerate pieces of wood, but in order to focus more intently upon Jesus' crucifixion for us. And frankly, considering all of the recent violence against Christians, this seems very fitting for us to do. The Roman Catholic school shooting in the cities, or the assassination of Charlie Kirk, who was extremely vocal about his faith in Jesus Christ. Those things are difficult for us Christians to bear. But when Christians are being martyred for their faith, it's vital that we spend time meditating on Jesus' crucifixion. The only way for us to remain sane in the midst of such violence against us is to focus on Jesus' death for us, which gives us eternal life. Through our faith in Jesus Christ, we will be emboldened to fight the good fight of faith, remaining steadfast under trial, so that in time we may dwell with all the saints in heavenly glory. Thus, in a way, today is like Good Friday in September, a day to meditate on Jesus' death for us. Holy Cross Day is also a helpful reminder and corrective for us in our lives of faith that we would focus ourselves upon Christ crucified for us. There are many distractions, many important things going on in the world today that reduce our attention to Jesus. Thus, the words of the Greeks in John 12 are insightful. Sir, we wish to see Jesus. You know, this is interesting. So, those words, we wish to see Jesus, are commonly placed in pulpits facing the pastor so that he is reminded of his primary task at hand, which is to preach Jesus Christ, and especially to preach Christ crucified, because that's what the people need. That is what we need to see. That is what we need to hear. In the midst of every crazy thing in this world, we need to see Jesus Christ crucified for us. For St. Paul reminds us, Jews demand signs, Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God. This is especially fitting as I'm celebrating my first year anniversary of being a pastor here. A year ago tomorrow, I was installed here. The following Sunday, I preached my inaugural sermon here, in which I said, "Over the course of the coming years, I will proclaim to you the saving gospel of Jesus Christ, whereby our sins are forgiven for the sake of him who died and rose for us." I pray that over the past year, I have accomplished this task. And I pray to Almighty God that I may, by his grace, continue to preach Christ crucified to his beloved children gathered here. Therefore, through the ministry God is performing here at Our Savior's Lutheran Church, both through my lips and Pastor Mathides, let us see Jesus upon the cross. Perhaps this seems like a strange goal, though, especially considering the fact that the world considers the crucifixion of Jesus to be foolishness. The world seeks power, wealth, vitality, and God hanging dead on a piece of wood doesn't look like that. This world mocks weakness and frailty and demands strength. This world has always declared that might is right, and the fittest will survive while the weaker ones lose and are ruled by the mighty. Thus, Christ crucified is folly to Gentiles and to this world. However, while the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. God chose what is foolish in this world in order to shame the strong. For might is not right, because the might of man ends in sin, death, and sorrow. And the sorrows of Christ mightily saves those who are perishing in sin and death. Jesus explains the wisdom of the cross through a parable. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Jesus Christ is the grain of wheat, the bread of life, and in dying he fell into the earth and was buried in a tomb. But the soil cannot hold the seed, nor can the tomb hold Jesus, for in dying Jesus vanquished the ancient foe, death, and burst forth from the grave like a living grain sprouting forth from the earth. Just as the wheat grows and is fruitful, so is Jesus fruitful in his crucifixion, bringing life to all who also fall into the earth in death. Just as the Lord sprouted forth from his tomb, so shall all who believe in him burst forth from the earth. On the final day, the church graveyard will become a garden in spring, where newly sprouted Christians shall stand upon the earth once more. And so what appears foolish to the world is the wisdom of God. Unfortunately, it's not only the world who despises the sight of Christ crucified, but even those who bear the name of Christ. They claim Christ crucified is depressing. They don't want crosses and sanctuaries because that's a horrific torture device upon which Jesus died. They don't want to see images of Jesus' body on the cross, like crucifixes and paintings, because they're too depressing and gory. We only want to see hope, and crosses look like despair. But therein, upon the cross of Christ, is the only hope for mankind. Jesus declared his time on the cross his glory. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. The glory of Jesus Christ is his crucifixion on the cross. For this purpose I have come to this hour. Although a naked corpse, bruised and goried, is hideous to the eyes, it is the glory of God because there is salvation. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. There, upon the cross of Christ, is victory and salvation. There is redemption. There is hope. And there is life. The hideous image of God's corpse is the most glorious and beautiful image in all creation, because only there do I have life beyond death and the grave. Indeed, he draws all people to himself when he is hanging upon the cross. He is the greater bronze serpent of Numbers 21. When the Israelites looked upon the bronze serpent on a pole, after they had been bitten by poisonous serpents sent by God to punish them for their sins, they were healed and they lived. Of course, the Israelites weren't saved by a statue, but they were saved by their faith in God to rescue them. The crosses that we have today are like the bronze serpent, but better. You, who have been bitten by the ancient dragon, that serpent, the devil, and are dying because of your sins against God and man, look upon the holy cross of Christ. Have faith in Jesus, who was crucified for you, and live. We don't just look at some piece of metal or wood. That's not what we worship. But we worship him who hung upon a piece of wood and was pierced with metal through his hands and feet. In faith, we behold the Savior of the world upon the cross and see God's glory, mercy, and love. We see hope. We're not left venerating some piece of wood of the true holy cross. While that would be great to see the blood-soaked wood upon which Christ hung for us, we do not venerate and worship any of these symbols. When we look upon crosses, whether they're in our sanctuary around our necks or on a steeple, we worship Christ crucified, the God-man, our King and our Savior, whose death sets us free from death. Bow down and kneel and worship and venerate the true living God who is crucified and is now living. Follow Christ crucified. Take up your cross, bear the load of suffering and sorrow today. Because he who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross may lead you from foolishness to wisdom, from despair to hope, and from death to life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope you enjoyed this devotion of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. God bless you.